Mitt Romney was the first prominent Republican in Utah to say he believed the woman who said Roy Moore tried to have sex with her when she was 14. Moore denies the allegation, but now other high-profile Republicans are calling for him to quit the U.S. Senate race in Alabama. And on social media, another Utahn is leading the woman's defense. Jacqueline Orton told KUER's Judy Faze why she's sticking up for her high school friend.
Jacqueline Orton says Lee Korfman was part of her tight-knit social circle back in Gadsden, Alabama. Orton calls her friend a straight shooter.
I'm putting my name, my reputation behind Lee Korfman because I know she's telling the truth.
In 2009, when Democratic Congressman Bill Orton died in an ATV accident, Korfman reached out to her old friend. Last week, it was Orton returning the favor. Korfman landed in the middle of a national political firestorm after telling the Washington Post what had happened when she was 14 and Moore was a 32-year-old prosecutor. He'd taken her to his home, undressed her, and undressed himself. Orton says Moore's allies are openly trying to discredit her friend.
Lee didn't do this for political purposes because she's a conservative. She didn't go to the press. She didn't ask for this. The press came to her and said, "We know what happened. It's time to tell your story." And she decided that it was time indeed to tell her story.
Orton's been using her Facebook and Twitter accounts to defend Korfman while also campaigning for the Utah State Legislature. She's running as a Democrat. But what happened to her friend and other sexual assault survivors, Orton says it has nothing to do with partisan politics.
It is a societal ill. It breaks through gender lines, racial lines, every demographic. We need to realize it's in our homes, our churches, our schools, our communities, our boardrooms. It's everywhere.
Korfman's accounts have been corroborated by other women, including two from the high school group. And on Monday, another accuser from Gadsden said Moore had assaulted her when she was 16. Judy Faze, KUER News.